Hi everyone, this is Jane, and welcome back to The Disciplined Life. Today, I want to talk about a principle that separates the ordinary from the extraordinary. Showing up every single day, no matter the circumstances. Discipline isn't about waiting for the perfect mood, the perfect time, or perfect conditions. It's about sticking to your routine, following your plan, and investing in yourself. Rain or shine, tired or energized, motivated or not. Life will always throw challenges your way. But the person who stays consistent, who refuses to make excuses, is the person who succeeds. Let me share a story. Imagine two runners preparing for a marathon. The first runs only when the weather is perfect. Sunny skies, cool breeze, and a good mood. The second runs every morning, no matter the conditions. Rain, cold, fatigue, or soreness. On race day, who do you think is better prepared? The one who trained under perfect conditions, or the one who built resilience by training through every condition? Life works the same way. Discipline isn't about feeling like it. It's about doing it anyway. Showing up when it's hard is how you grow stronger. Discipline also means investing in yourself. Every day, you spend learning, reading, improving your skills, or understanding yourself better. You are building your greatest asset, and that's you. Self-education matters because it gives you the tools to solve problems, make better decisions, and achieve your goals faster. And here's the best part. Once you've invested in yourself, you don't keep that knowledge to yourself. You take it and help others get what they want and need out of life. Growth for yourself becomes growth for everyone around you. Before action comes clarity. You cannot achieve what you cannot see clearly. First, clarity. Know exactly what you want. You have to be specific. Don't settle for vague goals like, I want to get better, or I want success someday. You have to write it down. You have to visualize it. Picture the life that you want, the impact that you want to make, and the person you want to become. Clarity transforms uncertainty into direction. Once you know exactly what you want, everything else becomes easier to plan. Second, plan your way forward. Discipline without direction is just busy work. You have to structure your day, set priorities, and create routines that push you toward your goals. Small, consistent steps compound over time. Think of it this way. A massive oak tree grows from a tiny acorn one day at a time. Your routines, habits, and daily actions are the acorns that eventually become monumental success. Third, take action without waiting for the perfect moment. Perfection is the enemy of progress. Don't wait until conditions are ideal, until motivation strikes, or until life slows down. You have to get serious, get smarter, and get going. Action is the bridge between dreams and reality. Every step you take, no matter how small, builds momentum, strengthens your self-discipline, and proves that you can rely on yourself no matter the circumstances. So how do we make discipline a habit every single day? First, you have to stick to your routine. No excuses. You have to wake up and do what you said you would, even when you are tired, distracted, or stressed. Second, you have to delay gratification. Every time you resist short-term temptations, you strengthen your willpower. Skip momentary comfort for long-term gain. And third, you have to reflect and be mindful. Check in with yourself daily. Notice impulses and consciously choose actions that are aligned with your goals. Discipline is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets, and the less life can throw at you without derailing your progress. Now, let's talk about the philosophy of the ant. Ants are some of the most disciplined creatures on the planet. They don't complain about the weather. They don't wait for the perfect moment. They work tirelessly, carrying loads many times their own size, building their colonies and preparing for the future, all through small, consistent actions. The ant teaches us that success is rarely about dramatic one-time efforts. It's about the small daily commitments that build a foundation over time. Every grain of sand carried, every drop of work done, adds up to something monumental. You might feel like your daily efforts are small, even insignificant. But like the ant, you are building something far greater than you can see right now. The philosophy of the ant reminds us that persistence, consistency, and daily discipline will always beat sporadic bursts of effort. This is Jane, your host, and I want to leave you with this thought. Discipline is not about being perfect. It's about showing up every single day, no matter how you feel, no matter the circumstances. It's about investing in yourself, learning, growing, and then using that knowledge to help others along the way. Remember, clarity first. You have to know exactly what you want. Then you plan your way forward. And finally, you take action without waiting for the perfect moment. You have to get serious, get smarter, and get going. Think of the ant. Small, consistent actions repeated daily lead to extraordinary results. You might not see the full impact today, but if you commit to the process, the results will come. So, I challenge you this week, stick to your routine, delay gratification, reflect, and show up for yourself. Build that discipline muscle, because every step you take is a step closer to your vision, your goals, and the life you truly want. Thank you for spending these minutes with me on The Disciplined Life. I'm Jane, and I'll see you in the next episode. Remember, no excuses, no conditions, just discipline.